So typically what happens then is the patient will get chemotherapy with the Herceptin, and the chemo is stopped, and Herceptin's continued for a year.
Correct.
What about just giving the Herceptin without any chemotherapy?
Well, that's one of the questions that we don't have an answer to. And that question would really apply to a couple of groups of patients. One would be the patients who have very small tumors that are not in the lymph nodes, who have a very low risk of recurrence, but their tumors HER2 positive, which makes us worry about them a bit more. But it's hard to think about recommending 6 months of chemotherapy for somebody with a 1 centimeter node negative tumor because their risk of recurrence, even if they're HER2 positive, is not very high. And we simply don't know in those group of patients what the benefit of just giving them Herceptin would be. The other group of patients that I've heard this mentioned that I'm a little less swayed by are the older patients with multiple other health problems where you would worry about their ability to tolerate chemotherapy. I think that's a reasonable question, but then I think we also have to be a bit honest with ourselves about what really is their risk of dying from their breast cancer versus these other health problems that we find so severe that chemotherapy really is off the table. Because for many of them, I suspect their breast cancer is really not their biggest long-term health problem, and it makes that an even tougher question.
You mentioned the possibility of using Herceptin in a delayed fashion. The patient maybe got treated with chemotherapy a year or 2 or 3 years ago, still is at risk to develop a recurrence. What do we know about using Herceptin at that time point?
Nothing. We have very little information about delayed treatment. In fact, the only information we have comes from the one European trial that allowed patients to get one of many different chemotherapy regimens based on what would be considered standard for their situation in their country. That trial also required patients who needed radiation to finish their radiation before they then entered the trial. So on average, those patients had completed their chemotherapy about 3 months before they entered the trial and started Herceptin. But some of them were out to almost 9 months by the time they enrolled in the trial, and that trial still found benefit. So certainly for patients who are 6 to 9 months, perhaps even a year from finishing their chemotherapy, I think you could use the results of that trial to support benefit of adding Herceptin. But that doesn't really address the patient who had multiple involved lymph nodes and a very high risk of recurrence, but diagnosed 2 or 3 years ago. And that becomes much more difficult because her risk of recurrence was also highest earlier. Her risk of recurrence is a bit lower now because of the time that's gone by. But it certainly is not zero, and we have really no information on what the benefit of Herceptin in those patients might be. I think that's one of those very difficult discussions that leads to all different recommendations from different oncologists, and one that honestly I think patients need to be involved in when we just have no good answers.